This is KLCC News. I'm Jess Burns. The national deadline to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act has already passed. But in Oregon, persistent tech problems prompted the governor to extend the final sign-up date by a month to April 30th. The Cover Oregon website is still not fully functional, although people can complete most of the application process online. Kate Wheeler is with Eugene's Whitebird Clinic, a designated Cover Oregon community partner. Her job is to spread the word about the new health insurance marketplace and to help people navigate the system. Last fall, KLCC profiled the work Kate and her team were doing in the community. Now she's here to give us an update. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Jess.
So last time we spoke, you were busy signing people up for health insurance and the Oregon Health Plan, which is the state's version of Medicaid. How is that going?
Incredibly busy. We're still really busy signing people up. We've had, I think we signed up more people in March than any other month, actually, and it's been really steady. We're still able to sign people up, and we are seeing things progress slowly but surely. Oregon has had over 200,000 enrollments at this point, which is really exciting.
Do you find there's a lot of confusion with the federal deadline and the Oregon deadline being different?
Yeah, we had a lot of people panicking the last week of March and thinking that this was their last chance. And there's also a lot of confusion in that people can sign up for Oregon Health Plan at any point during the year. There's no deadline for that. We really encourage people to still apply as early as possible in case they do need to purchase a plan. But they have until April 30th to do that, not March 31st.
So can you put a face to this? Can you talk about someone who you've helped that getting health insurance has been a game changer for them?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of people that are just really overwhelmed in a positive way because they've never had health insurance before. And I have a lot of the people that we work with don't have a fixed address at Whitebird Clinic, too. And one gentleman that I was working with since November to help him get health insurance, and he's had sort of a hip deformity since he was a child, and he's actually getting his hip replaced now, which is really exciting.
And before, he just didn't have that as an option.
Yeah, he just wasn't able to even get in to see a bone doctor.
As far as working with the community and trying to navigate this kind of big, bulky system that Oregon has, what have been the biggest challenges that you've faced?
I think just the fact that it's confusing. It's confusing for people who don't know a lot about health insurance, and it's confusing for us because it's a new thing and there's a lot of new information coming out every day. And one of the, I think, the biggest services that we can provide at Whitebird is helping people go through that process, and we just have a lot more practice advocating with the state and navigating through that system and making sure if there's any hiccup that we can get it sorted out.
I'm curious, did you feel any pushback from the community, maybe people who didn't agree with the larger law?
Oh, definitely. It's been really mixed in Eugene, I think partly because it's there's a lot of different people here, which is cool between the college town and the rural areas. But there's definitely a lot of people that just say, no Obamacare for me. And we want to respect that. But we do want to remind people that having insurance can really save you in the long run.
What do you see as the main challenges going forward?
It's going to be really important to get more doctors into the system, because right now we're getting a lot of people health insurance, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they can use it readily and easily, because there's just not enough doctors in this town or in this county or really in the country. We need more primary care providers.
This April 30th deadline for people to sign up, can you just explain what exactly that means?
Yeah, so people need to have finished applying for health insurance by April 30th in order to buy a private plan. If they're under the income threshold for Oregon Health Plan, then that's not a deadline. They can continue to do that all year round. But for people who are buying private insurance, they need to do that by April 30th, have finished their application. If it's still being processed, what we're being told is that that's okay. They may actually be enrolling in that plan a little later, but as long as they've got their application done, they're fine. After that point, the only way to change your coverage or to enroll in a plan if you haven't is if you have what's called a qualifying life event. So those are things like losing your job, changing your job, getting married, having a baby, something that changes your household composition or your household income. And those events allow you to go back online, back into the system and reapply. Otherwise, you have to wait till the next open enrollment period, which right now is looking like it's going to be November through February.
What happens if you don't get it by that time? If you don't have insurance and you do not sign up through Cover Oregon, what happens?
Well, the number one thing that happens is that you are then uninsured. And so if a catastrophic medical event happened, you would be fully responsible for that. And some people are fine with that. There is also the tax penalty that people have heard a lot about. And so that's if and when you file your income taxes for next year, if you've been uninsured for any part of the year, you'll be For more than 3 consecutive months, you'll be assessed a penalty on your taxes for those months that you were uninsured. And the penalty is 1% of the household income for each uninsured person, or $95, whichever is more.
Kate Wheeler is a Cover Oregon community partner with White Bird Clinic. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
To sign up for health insurance through Cover Oregon, you can go to coveroregon.com, or you can contact Kate and her team at White Bird Clinic. This is KLCC News.